opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yeah. Oh boy, yeah, we got another day here. It's January 19th, 2013. And we're here in the studio, and my name's Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And we have, as usual, my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And we have our all-around great gal soundboard operator, Rachel.
Good morning.
Who has her own show, by the way?
On Sundays.
I do. And tomorrow we may be talking about clinical research in the North State, or we may just talk about stuff that happened yesterday. It's called and the kitchen.
There's lots of subjects to cover.
And we also have our guest in the studio, Chris...
Ewens.
See, I could never get that right. That EW throws me off even seconds later, even though I'm installed. So anyway, we'd like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. You can get a hold of them at 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room and listen there, or listen and get involved in the conversation. And that's at kcnr1460.com. Again, you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. So, get involved in the conversation. Do we have any current, veterans events?
Yeah, we do. First of all, I want to welcome home some of the 132nd. I understand that they're coming in.
Woo! My best friend's brother's coming home!
Yeah, right!
Do a drum roll.
Hi, James!
There you go. And then we, of course, have the Wounded Warrior Project coming up in February on the 16th. The AMVETS Lady Auxiliary is teamed up with Wounded Warrior, and we're putting on a beautiful dinner, dancing, and all the good stuff, and that's February 16th at 5 p.m., and it'll be at 2290 Bitten Drive. If you need tickets or more information, please give me a call at 221-0101 or Treve at 221-7433.
Very good, very good. Let's see. Let's get into our quotes. We got so much stuff to cover. It's ridiculous. Excuse me, and we never have enough time. Oh yeah, rally.
Hey,
get the rally.
Yes, there's going to be a rally today from 12 to 2.
And the rally is for Gun
Owners Appreciation Day.
Very good.
We will be at the corner of Hilltop and Cypress. So please come out and show your support for the Second Amendment.
Very good. Very good. I mean, This morning I thought, we'll look into a list of Obama lies here today for grins and, you know. And so I Googled it and I got like 18 million hits. I was like, holy crap, this is going to take a whole show. So.
His computer is smoking now, folks.
Yeah. So we'll just try to hit some highlights here before we get to our guest. We're not going to go into the lies. That'll be next week. Here's from Breitbart, Oklahoma threatens 5-year imprisonments for federal gun grabbers. This is the Oklahoma Second Amendment Preservation Act is now working its way through the Oklahoma legislature. And, the language of the, it's working its way through. They haven't passed it yet. The language of the legislation is clear. Federal acts, laws, orders, rules, regulation, bans, or registration requirements regarding firearms constitutes an infringement on the individual rights to keep and bear arms in the Constitution of the United States and are hereby declared to be invalid in the state of Oklahoma. Any official agent or employee of the United States or any employee of a corporation providing services to the United States government that enforces or attempts to enforce the act, order, law, statute, rule, regulation of the government of the United States in violation of this act shall be guilty of a felony upon conviction. Now, that's pretty strong stuff there. That's from Oklahoma, and they're jumping on board with maybe a couple other states, Texas, and anyway. That's the one one story we've got here. Let's see. Oh yeah, we got, there's a on the birther update. We got a New York Census shows Obama alias as Harrison Bonnell, born in 1890, once lived in Connecticut. We'll connect some of the dots on that later. But you know, it's like really this thing just gets worse and worse and worse. I have pulled up also on the Supreme Court of the United States the docket number for the case pending to be heard before the court on Obama's forged documents and eligibility and so forth. Wow, just mainstream media just picked that one right up, didn't
they?
Oh,
yeah, sure they did.
Yeah, the docket.
Like most things.
Yeah, so if you want to look this up for your own amusement, entertainment, or verification, go to the Supreme Court website of the United States. That's www.supremecourt.gov and punch in the docket number search there as 12A606. And you'll find it there. It's Edward Nunan versus Deborah Bowen. And so there you have it. And wow, that you know, I guess the fact that the president's eligibility and forged documents are have made it all the way to the Supreme Court isn't news.
Of course not.
You know, who'd have thought?
Yeah,
this?
I mean, come
it's
on.
It's all lies, 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 lies. You know, what's interesting is that the people out there, and this is one of the reasons I want to go over the lies thing, is that they don't even care that it's a lie anymore, that as long as they get their stuff.
That's right. You gotta get your stuff from the mailbox and everywhere else.
It's just unbelievable. I got a couple of updates on Fast and Furious here. It seems like they're still trying to block the records coming out, which is unbelievable. You know, hopefully the Freedom of Information Act by Judicial Watch is not going to be ignored at the higher levels because they are hiding something and they are lying. Oh, I guess maybe I should get to my first quotes.
All right.
Here's my first quote. It is amazing how complete is the delusion that beauty is goodness. That's Leo Tolstoy. And if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. You know who said that?
Joseph Goebbels.
Pretty close. Adolf Hitler, yeah.
Yeah. That was his propaganda minister.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So let's see. How much time we got? Hey, they moved the clock in here. What the heck? Okay, so we got 2 minutes before the break, and then we'll come back with our guests. So what can I cram into these 2 minutes? Let's see.
I just want to say, you know, you were talking about Googling, and so I did some Google on sheriffs. I was curious how many sheriffs there were in the United States and what states could have sheriffs. And I found out there's only 2 states that don't have sheriffs, Alaska and Connecticut, because they don't have any counties.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. So that leaves a lot of sheriffs out there.
Yeah, who knew there was no counties in Alaska and Connecticut?
Yeah.
What do they do? Have townships or something? I don't know. Anyway, here's another update that's important out there. We are now seeing massive shortages of silver. I don't know who predicted this, but some guy did and said that silver was going to shoot through the moon. And they're now rationing silver eagles. They've stopped all production of silver eagles as the U.S. Mint runs out of blanks to coin.
And so does that mean the price has shot way up?
Not yet.
Or is it on its way? Or
Not yet. But I predict that the price will go through the moon. Just wait. Okay, there is go to goldsilver.com, and you can see some of the articles. There's numerous ones. Over 6 million silver eagle bullion coins sold already in this year. It's a record, and the demand has been so strong that they had to temporarily suspend sales. I like the temporarily suspending sales,
right.
The temporary is in quotes. Who knows if this they can even start getting blanks, because this has been another one of the big lies perpetrated you know, there's plenty of silver out there. You know, I guess if you counterfeit options and short naked short the market by last year, J.P. Morgan traded 130 billion ounces of silver, and even though worldwide production is only 700-800 million, how do you do that? And how do you trade 130 billion ounces of silver when there's only been 40 billion ounces mined since the beginning of time?
It's kind of like the budget, huh?
Unbelievable. Okay, are we ready to go to a break here?
All right, if you want to call in, our number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back Canadian William Kay for a return visit. William says environmentalism equals fascism. A former radio host who was driven off the air because of death threats, he now produces and maintains the ecofascism.com website. Join us for We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's a new one from Steve Vaus. Come and take it. And
that's
it's
nice.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, all the lies, all the spin, all the media crap of – I can say crap, right? Yeah. And so I just did.
Well, I'm here. Yeah.
So, she wasn't moving very fast towards the button, so I guess you're good.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I just have a question for all you guys out there that think that, can you believe the government, I don't care which party, they never lie, right? So they wouldn't lie about the fact that if they got all our guns, that then they could implement tyranny and take over, even though it's happened in many countries throughout the world. With that said, we want to get to our guest
yes,
here.
Yes, we do.
Chris from Bullseye Tactical Arms Firearms Training.
There you go.
And what's the website there?
Guninstructor.com.
www.guninstructor.com. And so we have Chris, and I know I'm going to mess this up.
Go for it.
Because I have to, because I can't remember anything.
Ewing.
There we go. Yeah, because see, I had an uncle named Ewing, and that's why I'm always...
It's real close.
It's real close, but it's just off enough. Anyway, we got Chris here, and he is a gun instructor, a tactical gun instructor.
Right. My experience derives from, a career in California Department of Corrections.
Oh.
I started in 1982 at San Quentin and, finished up in 98. And during that time I was part of a SWAT team and was a trainer for the SWAT team, and I was in the right place at the right time and got a lot of training as, you know, compliments of the state. And now after having retired, I use that to train the population, training American citizens.
So you have your place of business in Dunsmuir?
Actually, it's north of here, north of Lakehead.
Okay, okay. So you're kind of between Lakehead and Dunsmuir someplace.
Yes.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And so you've been doing this for quite some time then?
Yes, I've been training since 1986.
Wow. So that's a good thing. And I was going to come up and do some stuff with you, and I just never got around to it because I'm so busy. But I still want to do some of the long-range stuff, because I know on your website you have a lot of different things that you do as far as training, whether it's tactical, short arms, you know, beginning, medium, you know.
You're thinking of the precision marksman course, yeah.
Correct.
Scoped rifle,
mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. And we needed three people, and it kind of fell apart. I had a couple of three people, then one guy bailed out on me. And so I'm really interested in still doing it. I haven't forgotten about it at all.
That's the biggest challenge of a private class, is getting everybody together on the same day at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. So,
and everybody's so busy right now.
So what courses do you offer? Can you kind of go over that with us?
Sure. My handgun courses start with the concealed carry class, which is personal protection. It's a one-day, 10-hour class, which qualifies you for most of the North State counties for the concealed carry license.
How much is the class?
That's $135.
Okay, very good, very good. And then so keep going with...
I always recommend people ask. I've had a lot of people ask, you know, well, I'm thinking about doing it, I'm not sure. And I tell them, you know, it's a piece of paper you get from your sheriff. It doesn't mean you have to carry immediately. So I always advise people to do it, because down the road, the sheriff might be busy.
Right.
And he might not be able to process all that paperwork when everybody else wants it. It's kind of like trying to go to the gun store right now and buy a handgun.
Yeah, you know.
It's a rough time right now if you're looking for a handgun. It's the same thing it could be in the future. So I advise people to do that. And that's a basic to intermediate course. And then I have Advanced Handgun 1, 2, and 3, which just is it's a building block principle. It builds on each course, builds on the previous course to teach you what you need to know about defending yourself.
Well, I'm a complete believer in training. I think that the more you train, the better you get. And when you get into a circumstance where you have to actually utilize that training, the more that you've had of it, the more it becomes a muscle memory issue.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
it's practice and training. You know, you have to learn what you need to know, and then you have to practice it on a continuous basis. And it's not something – we have a joke in the profession – some people settle for the training that comes in the box, meaning the gun comes in the box, brand new gun. And the gun is not a magic talisman. That's another joke we have. It's not going, you're not going to have that gun in your hand in the middle of the night with some guy breaking your front door down, and he's going to magically do what they do in the Hollywood movies and go, oh, a gun, and run away.
You
can't count on that. So then you have to know what to do next.
Here I thought Clint Eastwood was training me all this time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the top of the stairs going, wah, wah, wah.
You know, one of the worst things? My family and friends hate to watch movies with me, action movies. Why?
Because you pick them apart.
Because when they're searching buildings and they're handling firearms and they're shooting firearms, and I'm sitting there making noises and, you know, oh, no. Oh, God,
like,
look at that.
And
they're like, would you just shut up and watch the movie?
It's not any fun. Unless you're critiquing them.
Right.
Well, it's really true though. I mean, you see some of the things they do and that are just absolutely boneheaded, you know,
in
the movies, you know, that, you know, like, you know, one of my favorite things is, you know, the, What's the difference between cover and concealment?
Right.
You know?
Well, you'll find magically, and it's kind of like the endless supply of ammo guns that they have in a lot of movies. You'll find that magically in a lot of movies that they'll go behind a sheetrock wall.
Right.
And the guy's shooting directly into the wall that they're behind.
Right.
And, of course, they're protected.
Yeah, I like that one.
You know, and
that's exactly the one I was thinking of, as a matter of
fact. It's kind of funny you bring that up because that's part of the problem I encounter sometimes with people when they're training is that for some reason, you know, we all should know better. We should know that Hollywood and movies are fiction, mostly. A lot of fiction in the
and,
movies.
And government press releases.
But your mind doesn't work that way. So what people do over a lifetime of watching movies is they absorb this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it's my job when I'm training them to correct all those misconceptions they have about things like cover, concealment, or how to use their handgun, what to do while they're shooting their handgun.
Because you can have habits, or habits are good, or habits are bad.
Right, and then and you don't even know you have them.
Exactly.
That's the interesting part. What I find so often is that people don't know they have the habits.
Right, I agree. Mm-hmm. I've seen it too. You go out there and, you know, like I say, my favorite one is cover and concealment. You know, you get behind a little cardboard box and you think that,
right.
I'm covered.
The rule of thumb is that most things are not covered.
It's concealment.
It's just hiding you, which is a good thing. It's good to be hidden from the opponent, but, it's hard to find true cover. Now you find it out in public a lot more than you do, say, in your own home.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You know, dirt mounds and steel, I don't know. I mean,
well, the best one in public would be commercial buildings,
brick,
cinder block walls,
cinder block
concrete
walls. Okay.
Those work.
That totally makes sense. You know, and, but most of the stuff that our homes are built out of are, you know, stick and, two by fours. And, you know, if you've been around any place where you're shooting any kind of high powered, weaponry, it just goes right through that stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching, remember Private Ryan when the guy was upstairs?
Yes.
And they sprayed that wall. You know, the guy behind the wall died. It's really true. You know, I guess that maybe we shouldn't refer to the movies for training purposes, but,
No, but, and you were saying about the precision marksman. My rifle courses start with the Advanced Handgun 1, which is, sort of a misnomer in the fact that it's not truly advanced. It's intermediate to advanced. That's for the people that have the dreaded assault weapon type rifles, the magazine fed rifles that want to learn how to use them in a self-defense context.
Safety is a big deal as far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
safety is part of every class. And, I tell people every class when we do the safety review, if you get nothing else out of this class, if you zone out like a zombie for the rest of this class, but you remember this part of it,
right.
I'll be a happy instructor because 99.9% of all these accidents that occur involving firearms wouldn't occur if people followed the safety rules.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I guess the criminals, they take these safety classes just like everybody else.
Sure they do.
You know, it's funny you mention that, working in corrections at San Quentin and then at Vacaville, I probably encountered thousands of inmates over my career. I probably spoke at length about firearms with hundreds, at least hundreds. I can't even remember how many. And in all that time, I only remember two individuals that I'd be concerned about meeting in a gunfight because they had training. And it wasn't because they were criminals who trained. It was because they had special forces background
right.
or they had police background. You know, they'd been a narcotics investigator for 20 years and then they went rogue, you know, or something like that.
Right. Right.
Two offhand. The rest of them, they're too lazy.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't care about doing that. They hey, that's why they're criminals.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't do things the right way.
I think we got to go to a break here, and then we'll come right back.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
You can't stop us on the road of freedom. You can't keep us, because eyes can see. Men within sight, men in granite. Knights in armor bent on chivalry. See the sweet past to below for
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. We're having too much fun here in the studio. Yeah, we're back here with Chris, and we're talking guns. And so, I wanted to talk about, to learn to use a firearm. Let's talk about that a little bit here. What would be the biggest thing in your mind, the most important thing about learning to use a firearm?
Well, I'd say the most important thing is having an open mind, being receptive to the instructor's training. That's right off the bat. You have to, I can give by way of an example. I have this happen all the time. I've had hundreds over the last 10 years, training at my current location. I have a husband and wife show up. The wife has never shot a firearm, never shot a handgun. They show up for the concealed carry training. The husband, he's an ex-Marine, he's an ex-something or other, he's had training, his grandpappy showed him how to shoot, whatever. And what happens is the wife listens to what I'm saying, and she applies it. And when it comes time to shoot on the range, she does wonderfully. Nice, decent group, you know, everything's working. Her husband, on the other hand, he's got some habit, or he didn't listen to something I said, and he's not shooting that great. And it's really demoralizing for the poor guys, you know, because they realize their wife, this woman, is shooting better than them, and she's never shot before. Yeah. And the reason why is because the women were listening to what I had to say.
And they haven't been able to create any bad habits.
Yes, that too.
Well, and you have a lot of times a macho ego thing with men that, you know, it's kind of hard to take instructions from men sometimes because...
Yeah, some of that.
And your partner.
But the habit thing, a lot of it's unconscious. It's not like you deliberately say, you know, I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
But if I had to say the single most problemsome habit that a lot of people have, it would be what is commonly called trigger jerking. And that's where you anticipate the recoil, the noise, and that, and your mind unconsciously forces you to accelerate the trigger. When you press the trigger, you accelerate it, and what it does is before the bullet leaves the barrel, where you've been aiming is altered, and it evolves into inaccuracy that you can't control.
Whether it's a handgun or a rifle. And I know from personal experience, once you get that habit, it's a tough habit
to
break.
Yes, it is. And you know, the solution, the best solution is free. And that's what's called dry fire training. That's where you go through the mechanics of firing without having ammunition. You're just clicking the trigger and dropping the hammer without an empty chamber or one with a dummy round.
So and you're not anticipating.
Right. What happens is the brain doesn't know the difference between you simulating it and doing it for real. So all you're doing is you're replacing the bad habit, the jerking the trigger, with the good habit. Yeah. And you do that over thousands of times. It takes a couple thousand repetitions. So you can do that for free.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste ammo.
One of the exercises, and maybe you can tell me what you think about it, that I, on one of my training sessions, and I've been through quite a bit, is on my 45 or my Glock, what we would do is put a shell on the end of the barrel and then dry fire it. And if you click the trigger and you keep the empty shell on the end of the barrel, so you get a habit of not jerking, not doing anything with that on the end of the barrel. And that seemed to be a good exercise for me.
Right. Another version of that is putting a coin on the wide side of the coin, laying it on the top of the front side on the flat.
Right.
And then, you know, you fire carefully and dry fire. And if the coin falls off, then you've got some lateral movement that you don't need.
Right, yeah, and it throws you off. I never really had the problem with a pistol, but I'll tell you, I didn't shoot for a long time, and then I bought this .338 Magnum from a friend of mine, and boy, that thing just rocked you. You know, I hadn't shot for a while. And then I started developing a jerking habit with my trigger there. And it took me a long time of actually concentrating on breaking that habit to fix it. Because once you get it.
Well, you just reminded me, one of the other areas where I see it a lot, I saw it in corrections because I had to qualify for years and years and years, thousands of officers, qualifying them with a handgun, a rifle, .223 rifle, and then a 12-gauge shotgun. And the 12-gauge shotgun, in particular, some of the small women, I mean, oh, my God, they would develop the flinch you would not believe. They would jerk that trigger. That barrel would dip 12 inches. I mean, that's if they didn't know it was going to click instead of bang.
Yeah.
You see the involuntary movement.
Right.
And there wasn't much I could do about it at the time.
Would you set them up for that?
Because they had to qualify with what's called high base loads, which are shot shells that are really powerful. And there was nothing I could do about it. They had to qualify with slugs and with buckshot. And, you know, we tried patting their shoulders and that, but it was just really hard because to them, every time they came to the range, it was going to be misery when it came to the 12 gauge. And they knew it and their brain was ready for it.
Yeah, I've seen where you could tell, like with my kids or somebody that I've actually been trying to help, you know, and then tell them to go ahead and fire it and don't put a round in there and act like you do and then hand them the rifle.
Right.
And then when they pull the trigger, you see this, it's almost like a cat, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I do. That's what I do with my students in the concealed carry classes because I only have 4 or 5 students per class. I have a lot of time for individual attention. So what I do is, if I suspect that they're jerking the trigger, I will take their magazine or their revolver cylinder and I will put dummy rounds interspersed with live.
Good.
And then they shoot again off of the bench and I watch. And
that's
then when
a good
you
idea.
See that gun go click and you see that front sight dip, something magic happens in their mind because when they realize it, it does half of the job of helping to start correcting it, because until you know it's verified, you don't truly believe you have that habit.
Right? Yeah, and I have to say, I know that from firsthand. I've had that happen to me. Somebody set me up like that. And
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it wakes you up real quick. It's like, whoa,
because
really?
You see the sight, you know, dip down, and I'm not even aiming at the center of the target anymore.
Yeah, it's like, wow, okay, let's rethink this.
Well, you're right, especially, you know, like for me to hold a full size 45, it doesn't even bother me. It's not even a big kick. Mm-hmm. But you hand that to somebody my sister's size who's, you know, I got a small frame and a short barrel, and all of a sudden that's a huge kick for them, and it's a whole different, And to get over that, it's just like, you know, like I say with me and that big rifle.
Good point, and that leads me to comment that not every person can shoot the same caliber and the same type of gun.
Yeah, you have to find something that works for you.
Perfect brand of handgun, for example, or perfect caliber. Some people, it's perfectly appropriate that they shoot .380 caliber as versus 9 or 40 or 45. Right. It's just the way it is. You can't say, you know, you're, and again, I don't want to beat on the husbands and wives, but, you know, husbands have their .45. And they'll try and get the wife to shoot it. And it's just too big a gun for her.
Right.
And then what happens is she becomes, has an aversion to shooting because every time she shoots, it's an unpleasant experience.
Right.
And part of that is because he started her off with a huge caliber instead of saying, you know, let's shoot a .22. Let's go buy a .22 for you. You practice for a while and then we'll move up.
Right. You know, I've noticed too that some women, you know, and I'm going to say my wife Linda for one is like just goes cold. It doesn't matter what's in her hand. She doesn't flinch. She doesn't jerk. And she's I wouldn't want to get into a gunfight with her because it doesn't bother her a bit. It doesn't matter what you hand her. And she's really good with a pistol, you know, naturally. So it's really the range of differences.
Disposition of the person.
Exactly.
Has a lot to do with it.
I agree. And so there's always different things to correct on different people, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It's a funny process. So, it's been, you know, we haven't been shooting for a while, but, it amazes me sometimes how that works is that, you know, the last time we go out there, I mean, she's shooting, you know, groups better than me. And I'm thinking, you know, what the heck?
But that comes down with practice too for some people, you know.
Sure.
You have to have perfect practice to be perfect.
Right.
And, you know, if you haven't been able to develop a lot of bad habits and it works time after time, that's the important thing I would think is perfect practice.
And your weapon. Practice, the concept of practice is evolving. Like right now we have a shortage of ammunition in this country. And ammunition in the last few years has taken a dramatic upswing in cost. So one of the things I can advise people to do now that they may not have done in the past is consider shooting with a .22, buying either a .22 conversion unit for their current handgun or dry fire practice. Incorporate both of those because the .22 ammunition is really inexpensive and the dry fire is free. It's just a matter of time then.
Yeah, I have a conversion kit for my Kimber to the .22, and it's really interesting. When you do convert it over to the .22, you know, you notice any habits that you've developed.
Well, I know from experience, we used to shoot .22s at Steel Silhouettes, and it can be a lot of fun and it can be very humbling at the same time when you become in competition with yourself, with your targets and stuff. Yeah. How well that works to get you a lot of people more comfortable in handling weapons and things like that.
So we need to talk to somebody about reloading class or something on this ammunition problem at some point. I don't know who would do it, but
The problem with reloading right now too is same thing. There's a shortage of components. There's a shortage of finding
powder and stuff.
Bullets, primers, brass. You know, my brass that I would cycle through in classes. It used to be I'd have thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of brass left from previous year's classes. And, you know, every now and then I get a call from someone. Now I get calls every other month from people all over the country looking for brass.
Wow.
Trying to scrounge it because it's a shortage again.
Why do you think that is?
Well, more people are shooting. Two things. One, I'll break it down into three things. One, more American citizens have decided to buy guns and shoot them. So the demand's gone up for ammunition. Two, our federal government is buying a lot more ammunition. And
yeah, that's
three,
an interesting
they're
point.
Buying a lot more for the military.
Why are they buying a lot more ammunition? I see they last week and and over the years they've been buying rounds for Homeland Security and
right. And I thought that was interesting that they were buying hollow points for the Homeland Security and you know, hollow points are not commonly purchased for practice. Not if you're trying to save some money.
Do we need to go to a break, Rachel? Yeah, well, let's go to a break and we'll come back.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the other trends.
Again, if you want to call in, if you have any questions or comments for our guests, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead. So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Cattlemen's would like to announce a special all-night fundraiser and silent auction on Tuesday, January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Come enjoy Cattlemen's on January 22nd and mention the name Elliot when you come in. And Cattlemen's Restaurant will donate a portion of the proceeds to one area family. That's January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Mention the name Elliot when you come and enjoy Cattlemen's, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Myers family.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Slow down, you move too fast. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Back with all things sovereign in our minds.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, we talk about guns and this stuff, and a lot of the left is put off by this because they think that they could just absolutely get every gun out of the hand of everyone, period, which, number one, I believe is impossible. And number two, they don't seem to realize that the end result is that you're making a whole nation exposed and unable to defend themselves from foreign or domestic problems. And, you know, the other side of that thing is, well, it could never happen here. It's happened in Russia, China, Uganda, Turkey, Cuba, Venezuela. And the real thing is, it did happen here. Does anybody remember Wounded Knee?
I do.
Yeah. See, it has happened here, to the American Indians. Okay. So to think that our government will not lie to us and would not implement tyranny at some point is not only foolish, it's completely naive in my opinion. And so do you give up the rights of everyone to be exposed, or do you tighten up security at the schools to protect our children? Because the debate went from protecting the children to gun bans. And so is the left really interested at the upper level of protecting the children, or are they more interested in banning guns? And so my issue is, would they lie to us? Historically, government does nothing but lie. All you got to do is look into it. So let's come back. I just had to inject that because that's part of the conversation is, you know, why does a free people have guns?
Well, you've touched upon something I'd like to speak about for a little bit. I've been in this business. I've been a licensed firearms dealer since 1980. I've been instructing people since 1986. I've watched in California all of the laws get passed that we now are burdened by. And if you had asked me 10 years ago, within the next 10 years, Chris, things are going to completely turn around and more people are going to start being interested in guns and buying them, and it will no longer be a hot ticket item for the liberals, I would have thought, you're crazy. That's not going to happen. We're going to keep going down this slope that we're sliding down, and then we're going to have more and more gun control, and that's just a fact. Right. I've been pleasantly surprised at how many students I have from out of the area. I have students all the time from the Bay Area, for example, that are otherwise you would consider them to be very liberal people. And they tell me their neighbors don't know they own guns. Their relatives don't know they own guns. Their friends maybe don't even know they own guns. But they have made that deliberate decision and want the training, and they're very purposeful. So quietly, their minds have been changed about this topic.
Yeah, and public
somehow
public perception is different than private perception. It's kind of like, gee, Feinstein, I don't want anybody else to own a gun, but I carry a gun. Or Obama, we don't want anybody's children to have armed guards at their school, but my kids do. And I'm going to encourage everybody to go to YouTube and Google at YouTube, Innocence Betrayed, Genocide by Gun Control, a true history of gun confiscation, and watch that video. It's about an hour, and then tell me if you still believe that you don't have it at risk in this country that the government would implement tyranny. So, with that, I think you're right. I think everybody, what they profess publicly is not necessarily what they profess privately.
Yeah, that's right. They tend to keep these opinions to themselves, and you wouldn't know it by meeting them. But I think what happens is when they go in the voting booth, for example, and say Dianne Feinstein's been harping on a platform of ban guns, they're going, yeah, that's nice, but what else are you doing? Because right. For them, that's no longer a big issue.
Right.
And I'm heartened by that.
It's good. It's like the Senate right now. We got the government who is trying to, you know, do executive fiat on this stuff and bypass the Congress and the Constitution. But the Senate is saying, I'm hearing from the news that the Senate's saying, hey, there's no chance that it's going to get passed.
Did anybody else get the feeling after the tragedy at the school? Did anyone else get the feeling within the week after that there was like people just waiting in the wings with already prepared legislation and plans to instantly implement it, and they jumped on it? It's like they had this like it was orchestrated beforehand, and they were just waiting for the appropriate opportunity. I mean, that's what I got out of it.
It seems like that happens quite a bit in this administration, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was phony. It was very phony. To me, it was. You know, it was very plastic, very artificial, how they all of a sudden wanted to ban assault weapons nationwide.
Right.
Based on this one incident. And it was, to me, it was like, wait a minute. Wait, how does this connect with what actually happened in that
situation? You know, exactly. For me too, what's interesting is you look at, you know, you got a picture of, you know, our esteemed, president, sitting, with a bunch of kids promoting this and using the kids to promote his agenda. And then there's pictures of Hugo Chavez doing it and Stalin doing it
and Hitler
doing it. And you start, and if that doesn't give you a little bit of pause to think that, well, number one, does Obama lie? I Googled list of Obama lies, and I was overwhelmed at how many lies this guy has told that are provable. And to think that he wouldn't lie about this, I think, is kind of naive. And so, you know, I'm not saying he's Hitler or Stalin or anything. What I'm saying is that are you willing to take the chance with the whole nation instead of securing the schools? That's the question.
Well, yeah, they're not going after the problem itself.
Correct. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, come on, folks, wake up. They don't really, like you say, want to protect the children because the issue at hand, they're not even dealing with it.
Well,
they're
I mean,
making it seem like they're dealing
yourself
with it.
Ask yourself a question. When Hitler had the children gathered around him and said we needed it to protect the innocent, the gun control and confiscation, was he lying? Was he really concerned about the children? Well, let's take Stalin. When Stalin did it, was he really concerned about the children or was he lying? Hugo Chavez, was he concerned about the children or was he lying? See, you can, this pattern is developed over a long period of time.
And you need to think too, think about why they want to do this from the standpoint of, let's try and come up with other reasons. Why would they want to get rid of all firearms that coincidentally would be effective at opposing a tyrannical government?
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, well, that's obvious, because then they won't have any effective opposition down the road.
Right.
When they do impose horrible laws that burden us terribly, and we won't have any effective resistance.
And I think these guys have ramped it up because I think they're running a little scared on the economy.
They are
running scared because the economy's not getting better, guys, and I don't care what you're telling anybody out there and, you know, the news, all this stuff. If you're, number one, if you're believing anything mainstream, I think you're naive and quite frankly stupid.
I call it the smiley face pronouncements. You know, hey, the recession's over, smiley face.
That's right. We're in recovery.
Unemployment's down 0.0007%, smiley face.
It's getting to the point where the only thing they can even talk about is the stock market, which is being pumped full of airbucks from the Fed. You know, you know, you look at unemployment going up. You look at the there's so many figures.
Well, you hit one earlier. They're running out of silver. What does that tell you?
Absolutely.
People want something that has value that's in their hand. They don't want a piece of paper. They don't want a promise. They don't want it. They don't want a paper check in the mail. They want something that has value that they hold
in itself and its intrinsic value,
and,
as opposed to
one of those
something
is
that can be devalued.
By the way,
I agree. I agree.
Ammunition
know.
Is. There's a joke bumper sticker I saw years ago. Ammunition, the currency for the 21st century. And it's true though. I mean, now
I
with
agree.
The costs going up,
yeah,
you know, the way that expensive it's gotten. I have ammunition I bought years ago that's worth three or four times what it was when I purchased it.
Yeah, it's doubled in price. We got about 3 minutes. Is there anything you need to or want to get in here while we have a couple minutes? Because we always run out of time on this show.
Well, I just like to say, you know, if you've been thinking about purchasing a firearm for self-defense, if you've been thinking, I want to take this a little further, I want to get my concealed carry license, I heartily endorse doing it now. And the reason why is right now it's relatively easy to do. If you get to the point where everyone's panicking and everyone's trying to get the license to carry publicly, at that point it may be too hard to get.
Yeah, and then you want to do this stuff legally. I was just reading a thing on Argentina last night. It's better to do it all legally, do it now so you don't have to worry about it later on, and otherwise you become a criminal. How do they get a hold of you, Chris, if they want to take your training?
Well, you can either go to my website, guninstructor.com, or you can call me at 235-0721.
235-0721. 235-0721. Very good. Anything
awesome
you want to cover, sis, before we get out of here?
No, I just want to remind people, now that we're on this subject, about the rally today from 12 to 2
and
on
I'll
Hilltop in Cypress. Awesome. We welcome you.
All right. Very good. Let's see. Our virtue for the week is industry. Lose no time. Be always employed in something useful. Cut off all unnecessary actions. That's that one for the week. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. Yeah, and next week we'll be covering lying.
We might have a special guest next week.
Oh, very good. And we want to thank our guest this week.
Yes, we do. We want to thank Chris very much for coming down and spending the time with us.
Thank you.
And that's Bullseye Tactical Arms Training.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Stay tuned for Positively Healthy at 10 o'clock. And coming up next, Kurt Larson's Realty Show here on KCNR.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Our government's pushing Algeria's for more on what's really happening at the gas plant where Muslim militants have been holding hostages, including Americans, since Wednesday. Algeria's state news agency reports special forces there have just stormed the plant again with some militants and hostages killed. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta.
A lot of this information still remains sketchy. We know that lives have been lost, and I pledge to continue our close consultation on this issue until the crisis is finally ended.
The Reuters news agency reports two Americans were among hostages escaping today. It's the final full day of President Obama's first term. How do Americans think he's doing?
In January of 2009, when President Obama was sworn in, his favorability rating was 76%. And the latest Fox News poll shows mixed reviews.
We show 47% of voters both approve and 47% disapprove of his job